Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Yud Aleph, 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Beis, the Gemara had a shaila if when Reuven is Mekadesh Rachel with the Kinyan of Bia, if Bia Nesu'in Isa and Rachel immediately has Dinam of a Nesu'ah, or Eris and Isa, that the Kinyan of Bia works exactly as the Kinyan of Kesef and Shtar do, and she only has Dinam of an Arusa, and Abai and Rava tried to bring Rias that Eris and Isa, and we explained why they weren't Rias, and the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph Beis brought a Raya that Nesu'in Isa from a Sefri that discusses a correspondence between Yoichim ben Bagbag and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerah, and Yechim ben Bagbag sent Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerah that Shemati Alecha, I've heard that you hold an Arusa of Bas Yisrael that is Mekudeshes to a Kohen, can eat Truma. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerah responded, Va'ata Yatay Mekain, that how could you disagree if there's a Kavu Chaim which would teach us that an Arusa of Bas Yisrael that is Mekudeshes to a Kohen can eat Truma? And originally we understood that the machlekes between Yechim ben Bagbag and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerah was if an Arusa can eat Truma on a Duraisidic level, as Yechim ben Bagbag holds that an Arusa can eat Truma even Madura. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerah held that an Arusa can eat Truma, at least with Duraisa, either because she's considered Kinyan Kasper of the Kohen or because of the Kal V'Chaimah. And based on this Kal V'Chaimah, the Gemara wanted to bring a Raya that the Kinyan Bia creates an Nesuyin and not Erisin. And we left off where Rabbi Nachman ben Yitzchak explained the Kal V'Chaimah in a way that was not a Raya to the Shaila if Bia is Erisin or Nesuyin. And our Gemara now continues, Amr Ravina. Ravina will now bring another Teretz that certainly Bia is only Isa Erisin and not Nesuyin. And as Ravina continues, that Midraisa Mifshe Pshitle de Achla, that certainly there is no machlekes between Yechim and Bagbag and Rabbi Yehuda Mimseira, and a Rusa Basisol that's Mukudeshes to a Kohen can definitely eat Shuma, as certainly she's considered Kinyan Kasboy. It would make no difference if Ruben was Mekadesh Rachel by using a Kinyan of Kesef or by using a Kinyan of Bia. In either case, even if Bia is Iris in Isa, the din is that Rachel can eat Shuma, as she's still considered Kinyan Kasboy of Ruben based on the fact that they had Kedushin, and therefore certainly there is no Raya from this bride to the Shaila if Bia is Nesu'in Isa or if Bia is Eris in Isa. However, Rabbanu de Shalachle, the machlek is between Yechim and Bagbag and Rabbi Yehuda Mimseira, only a Shaila as to if this woman who is a Bas Yisrael that married a Kohen, that can she eat Truma even on the Rabbanic level? And as we will see at the end of the Gemara, it'll actually come out that both Yechim and Bagbag and Rabbi Yehuda Mimseira agree that a woman who's Arusa Bas Yisrael, that is Mekudeshes to a Kohen, cannot eat Truma on the Rabbanic level, and the only machlek is ultimately will be as to why she can't eat Truma and why the Rabbanon will Geza. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerah, the reason why a woman who's Bas Yisrael that was Mekudeshes to a Kohen can't eat Truma is because of the reason of Ula that Shema Tishka Lachel Lachyeseh Bebeis Aviyah, and that's why the Rabbanon said that this woman cannot eat Truma while she's Bebeis Aviyah. And Yechim ben Bagbag argues on the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerah, and he holds that the reason why the Rabbanon said that a Rusa Bas Yisrael that's Mekudeshes to a Kohen cannot eat Truma is based on a Shash Simpain, Rabbanim were concerned that if there's an Arusa that's already eating Truma, and then she gets married, and now the Kohen realizes that she is a Balas Mum, and therefore he will claim that it's a Mekach Tais, so originally it will turn out that Lamafreya, she was never Mekudeshes to the Kohen, and therefore she really had no right to eat this Truma, and therefore Rabbanim said, Bas Yisrael is not allowed to eat Truma even if she gets married to a Kohen, until the point that she has a full-fledged Nesuyin. And keep in mind that the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph will discuss that L'chir, since ultimately Yechim and Bagbag and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerah both agree that an Arusa Bas Yisrael can't eat Truma either based on Simpain or based on the reason of Ula. So L'chir, what's the Nafkamina between Yechim and Bagbag and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerah? And the Gemara will bring multiple Nafkaminas. Our Gemara continues, V'hachi Shalachle, and this is what Yechim and Bagbag sent to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerah, Shemati Lecha, I've heard about you, Sha'ata Ime, that you say Arusa Bas Yisrael echels b'Truma, that Arusa Bas Yisrael can eat Truma even with Rabbanon, V'lichayshus Simpain, and at least you weren't chayish for the problem of Simpain. And Rashi explains, as we explained in Akdama, that Mishum Simpain Shami Yimatz Bamum, as maybe at some point Reuven will find a mum in Rachel, Benimtzu Kedushe Tais, and it'll turn out, Lumafrei, it was Kedushe Tais, and it will turn out that Rachel was never Ashes Kayin, and therefore she had no right to eat this Truma, and it turns out that although she ate this Truma Be'issa B'Shagig, but ultimately she ate Truma Be'issa, and therefore Rabbanan said that Arusa Bas Yisrael cannot eat Truma, and Rashi explains that the word Simpain means, Kol Dava Mevatel Dava Kari Simpain Shaloi, that any time that there's something that's Mevatel something else, that's called simpain. Could go in shayva have a simpain shal shtar, and just like we find that a receipt is considered the bittel of a shtar, and the can carry simpain davim vatas a kedushin. That since when someone is a balas mum, that will cause a bittel of a kedushin, and similarly it'll cause a bittel of a mekach shal eved. That is why when discussing a balas mum benegay an isha or benegay a shifcha knanis or an eved knani, we refer to it as a case of simpain, as ultimately based on these mumen, it'll cancel the kedushin, or there will be a cancellation of the transaction. Action. Gemara continues, so Sholoch Lei, Rabbi Yudim Abisei responded to Yechman Bagbag, and he said, you do not agree that the Rabbanon did not make a takana based on Simpain, Benigay, a man that marries a woman, or Benigay, the din of an Evakanani. Now bring your right that I'm correct, that there is no Chash of Simpain, as Milsukani Bechosh Atabaki Bechedri Torah, and there's a Chazaka regarding you that you're a Baki in all Chedri Torah, and Lidra Bechavachim Yatayadea, do you not even know how to dash in a proper Kavachim? And the Kavachim would be as follows, that if there's a Shivcha Knanis, where we know that a person can't be koin a Shivcha Knanis by using Bia, even if an Adon has Bia with a woman who could potentially be a Shivcha Knanis, she would not eat Chuma, and she's not his Kinyan Kasboy. And even so, if an Adon is koin a Shivcha Knanis by using a Kinyan of Kesef, then she becomes Kinyan Kasboy, and therefore she is now allowed to eat Chuma. And Lechayer according to you that there's a Chash of Simpain, so why don't we also have a Chash Benigia a Shivcha Knanis, that maybe it'll turn out that this Shivcha Knanis has mumin, and then it will be a mechach tais, and therefore she was eating chuma shaloi kalacha. By the fact that we say that this woman can eat chuma even with Rabbanon, and therefore clearly v'lechashinu l'simpain that Rabbanon were not chayish for this woman being a balmum and being mevatel the mechach, and therefore they allowed a Shivcha Knanis to eat chuma even at Rabbanonic level. Zazu should be also machilas b'chuma. So certainly in the case of Arvusa Bas Yisrael that is mekudeshes to a kohen, where if she's mekudeshes to the kohen by using bia, certainly she can eat chuma on the Raisadik level, and even Rabbanon were not chayish for simpan in this case. And as Tesis points out, an explanation of Rashi that since if there was a woman who actually had Nesuyin, there's definitely not going to be a chashash of simpan, as maybe at some point he will find out she's a Baal's mum, and he will be Mavatal and Mekach. As certainly in that case, we say that Ein Adam Shayis Bekais Elam came Badkai, that there's no question that a person does his proper due diligence and will find out that she's not a Baal's mum. And therefore, if a person does Kedushin with Bia, certainly in that case, we'll also say that since there's a Chazaka that Ein Adam Isa Bilasa Bilas Nus, so it must be they checked her out properly and he knows that she's not a Baal's mum. And therefore, clearly, in a case where Reuven, who's a Kohen, was Mekadesh Rachel, who's a Bas Yisrael, using the method of Bia, there definitely is not a Chashash of Simpain. And therefore, not only can Rachel eat Chuma on the Raisadik level, but even on the Rabbanadik level, she can eat Chuma, and the Rabbanah would not make a Xero based on Simpain. And therefore, as the Gemara ends off, and it didn't, she Kasper Machilas Bechuma, Voloy Nechash of Simpain. And therefore, certainly, in a case where Reuven was Mekadesh Rachel, who was a Bas Yisrael, and he did so through the method of Kesef, the din would be that she could eat chuma even at Rabbanic level, and the Rabbanon did not make a gzera and say that this woman should not eat chuma based on a chash of simpain and based on a chash that potentially there could be a case where there will be a mekach tais. Based on the way that we just explained this kavachema, the merit asked the following question, that l'chayra, how can you bring raya that if a man was mekadesh on isha with Kesef, that she can eat chuma and there won't be a gzera mishum simpain based on the fact that when he's mekadesh through bia, there is no chash of simpain. That the reason why there's no chash of simpain b'digei bia is because a person has a chazaka that inado isa bilase bilasnos, and therefore he's much more careful and he does a due diligence and make sure that she doesn't have any mumen, and therefore he can't claim at a later point that it was a mekach tais. But l'chayr b'digei kesef, where he's not going to be doing bia at this point, so maybe there's still a problem that she may have mumen, and maybe we should still be geiza that she should not be able to chuma based on simpain. And ayin sham how he tries to answer this question. And our Gemara continues that although we just said Rabbi Yudim Abaseira argues in Yechem and Bagbag, and he says that Rabbanon would not goiza by a woman who is Mukudeshes, that there's a problem of simpain. However, there is still a reason why Rabbanon they would goiza that a woman who is a Bas Yisrael and is Mukudeshes to a Kohen can still not eat Chuma, at least on the Rabbanonic level. And as Rabbi Yudim Abaseira continues and explains, Avo Ma Esa, but what can I do? Shere Umbrachom, the Chum still would goiza, and they said that a Rusa Bas Yisrael, Ina Chal Bechuma, Achet Yikonza Chuba, Mishum De Ula, that there's still a reason that a woman that's a Bas Yisrael that is Mekudeshes to a Kohen can't eat Chuma, and that's because of this Tam of Rula, the Shematishka Lachel, Lachisel, the base of Ia, that maybe while she's in her father's home and she will receive Chuma from her husband who's a Kohen, she will either feed it to her brothers and her sisters who are non Kohanim, or she will leave it around and by mistake they will go and drink and eat from this Chuma. And of course, since they are Zarim, therefore they will be Ivan the Issa of eating Chuma even though it's Beshoigig. And we continue on Dafir Alf and Alf, and Lemaisa, Beudum and Beseir seem to ask a very good question to Ben Bagbag, that Lachir, how could it be that Rabbanon made a takana mishum simpain, and they said that a woman that's mekudeshes to a kohen cannot eat chuma based on a chash simpain? If Lachir, we have a kavachema from the case of an eved knani and a shivcha knanis, and the Gemara explains Ben Bagbag simpain b'avodim leslei, that Ben Bagbag holds that there is no claim of simpain b'digei avodim, and since there never will be a case where a master can claim that zemechach tais and be mevatel the original transaction, and therefore there was no reason for Rabbanon to be goyza, and an eved or a shivcha Mincha Kananis cannot eat Chuma. However, that would not necessarily prove anything regarding a case of Kedushin, as in a case of Kedushin, there is a risk that a person can claim as a Mechach Tais based on Simpain. Therefore, Yechim and Bagbag holds that the Rabbanan were Goyza, even though Midraisa, if a woman has Kedushin with a Kayin, yet she can eat Chuma. However, in Rabbanan, they were Goyza because of Simpain, that she can't eat Chuma while she's in Arusa. And the Gemara now continues and explains that why is it that when a gay and Isha, there is a Chash of Simpain, and when a gay and Eva, there's never going to be a Chash of Simpain, and never a Chash of a Mechach Tais, as Im Mumin Shevagaluhu, as if the Eva Knani or the Shivcha Knanis had Mumin that were Begalui, and they were open and revealed to all, Hakachazile, so the Adon already saw it prior to buying the Eva or the Shivcha, and therefore, as Rashi says, Savav Kibal, he understood the risk, and he was a Makabal that risk, and therefore he can't claim at a later point that it was a Mechach Tais, and therefore, of course, there was no reason for the Rabbanim to make a Takana that an Eved or a Shivcha Knanis cannot eat Chuma, and Imashim Mumin Shabbaseisa, the Gemara continues, Imashim Mumin Shabbaseisa, and if it'll be because this Eved may have Mumin, which are in a hidden place and non revealed area, so my Nafkumlaim in a, why would the Adam care if this Eved or the Shivcha Knanis had Mumin, which were not revealed? So although certainly maybe an Adam would not want a Shivcha or an Eved because they have Mumin Shabbagaloi, as they don't look nice and it's not easy to look at them, however, if the Mumin are Beseisa, then why would he care if all he needs this person for is to do work for them? And as the Gemara says, and therefore he shouldn't care if they are mumin shabaseisa, and he can't claim I didn't know about these mumin, and therefore it's a mekach tais. That is why the Rabbanan did not make a gzira that an eved or a shivcha knanis cannot eat chuma based on a potential mekach tais, and there is no case where there will be a mekach tais. And if you're going to say that the mumin will be the nimsa ganav kubyastis, then maybe you'll find that this eved was a ganav, or as Rashi explains the lashon kubyastis, that he was a kidnapper, higiyoi, that is not considered a valid claim. And as Rashi says, that would not be a valid mekach tais. The stam eved ganavu, as originally when an adam buys an eved, is understood that most avodim are ganavim, and therefore you can't claim afterwards that I wouldn't have bought him, as it's not considered a mekach tais. And finally, the Gemara says, my amrit list to mezuyin and nichtel machus. And if you're going to tell me that the mum that we have to be chayshish for, and therefore maybe the rabbanon should have made a gzira that an eved or a shivcha knanis cannot eat chuma based on the fact that he might be a list of mezuyin, he might be an armed robber, or he may be wanted man by the government. In that case, if the Adam would claim they didn't know about it, it would be a valid claim and it would be a mekach tais. And as Rashi says, the loy shliach for loy kiblu lov, since an eved being listed mizuyin or nichtav l'malchus is something which is not shliach, therefore the Adam was not mekabel and he could still claim that it's a mekach tais. However, the Gemara says, hanu kol islu, there definitely would have been a call if this eved was a listed mizuyin or nichtav l'malchus. Therefore, it must be that the Adam heard about it before he made the kinyan on this eved. And as Rashi says, v'savav kibel, and therefore, once again, there is no claim that it's a mekach tais, and that's why Rabbanan didn't have to make a gzeira bin a gay on Eved or Shivcha Knanis that they shouldn't be able to eat Chuma based on a problem of Simpain, as there will never be a case of Simpain where it'll be a possibility for Mekach Tais bin a gay on Eved or Shivcha Knanis. And the Gemara continues to discuss the machlekes between Yechim ben Bagbag and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Mechte, let us see, Beilim Bar and Beilim Ma'al Lo'echla, that it doesn't make a difference if we hold like Yechim ben Bagbag or we hold like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and all agree that when Rabbanan, the Rusa Bas Yisrael, that's Mekudeshes to a Kohen, cannot eat Chuma mid Rabbanan, as according to Yechim and Bagbag, you can't eat Chuma based on the Chash of Simpain, and according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, based on the Chash of Ula, of Shematishka, Lachael, Lachayasea, the base of Ia. And the Gemara therefore is, my Benau, that practically was the Nafkamina between the Shita of Yechim and Bagbag and the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. And the Gemara answers, Ik Benau, there are three Nafkaminas, Kibel, Masav, Halach. As Rashi explains, Kibel, if Reuven was Mekabel on himself, any moment that Rachel has, so Mishum Simpon Lekel, Mishum de Ula Ika, at that point, even though she's in Arusa, according to Yechim ben Bagbag, she should be able to eat Chuma as is no longer a Chash of Simpain, as he can't claim that it's a Mekach Tais because he was a Makabli's woman. And according to Ula, Rachel could still not eat Chuma as it's still a Chash, Shematishka, La'achel, La'achyaseh, Bebesavia. And the Nafkaminis in the case of Masav Halach will be exactly the opposite, as in the case of Masav Halach, we're talking about a scenario after Rachel was already Mekudeshes to a Kayin, father gave her over to the Shluchim of the husband in order to travel with her to go to the husband and get married and have Nesuyin. In a case where the Shluchim Av went together with the Shluchei Abal together with Rachel, and they're still on their way and they're traveling towards the husband. Practically, in both those cases, there'll be an Afkamina exactly the opposite. As according to Yechim and Bagbag, there will still be a Chash that maybe she has Mumin, and maybe when she gets to the husband and she gets married, he'll realize that she has Mumin and he'll be Mavatal the Mekach from Afreya, and therefore she still can't eat Chuma. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, once her father gave over to the Shluchei Abal, or the Shluchei Av went together with the Shluchei Abal and Rachel is no longer in the father's home. So at this point, we don't have to be chayshish shema tishkel la'achel la'achyaseh bebeis aviyah, and she's no longer together with her brothers and her sisters, and therefore at this point Rachel should be able to eat truma even on rabbanitical level. Before we continue, let's point out that based on Taisis and Diva Maskel after Tikkunos Chuppah Mishum de Ula, that Taisis points out that the Gemara Masechtas Ksubis that discusses the takana of Simpoin and takana Mishum de Ula of Shem Tishka Lachel Lachisea the base of Ia, it was actually a Mishnah Rishayna and a Mishnah Achrayna. Based on the sugya, according to the Lishna Achrayna, there is no question that there is a Gzeir Mishum Simpoin, and therefore these nafkaminas that we just brought of Ika Benau Kibel Masav Halach only be nafkaminas that are relevant according to the Mishnah Rishayna, but not Lefiya Emes and not Lefiya the Mishnah Achrayna. And in addition, Taisus at the beginning of Taisus points out that even though our Gemara states that a Rusa Bas Yisrael that's Mekudesh to Kohen cannot eat Chuma actually Tikkunos Chuppah, however, according to the Mishnah Achrayna, this woman would be able to eat Chuma once she's at this man that she really should be able to meet Nichnas L'Chuppah, and once already past 12 months where the husband has an obligation to marry her at that point. If he delays the wedding and they're not married by 12 months, then she would have a right to start eating Chuma at that point. And Ayin and Taisus, how he learns our sugya. Also in Taisus Dima Maskel Kobyustus, Taisus brings down the Pshat of Rashi of Goyin and Fashis that is referring to a kidnapper, and Taisus asks a question from Masechtas Bechayrus, where in Apikayrus asks Rabbi Chaman Zakkai ben Negei Mesh Rabbeinu, and we find a discrepancy in the Torah ben Negei the weight of all the Shkolim, and therefore he said to Rabbi Chaman Zakkai, your Rabbi Moshe must have been a Ganav or a Kobyustus, or he didn't know how to do proper math. Taisus asks that according to Rashi, the Kobyustus is a Goyin and Fashis, and Lechayr, what connection is there between someone stealing money and being a kidnapper? And therefore, Zak Taisus Lechim Perish Rach, the Kobyustus Mesach Bekuvyo, that the translation of Kobyustus is someone that's a gambler. Then Taisus continues and brings a Medrash Rabbah in Bereshis Rabbah, where Yaakov Avinu was fighting with the Malach, and in the morning the Malach says to Yaakov, Vayoyma Shalachini Keola Shachar, and Yaakov said to the Malach, Vikar Ganav Ato Kobyustus Ato, are you a Ganav or are you Kobyustus? Shatim Miserim and Ashachar, they escape of people and they escape of being detected. The Perish Akunjus Nicha, according to Rashi, that a Kobyustus is a kidnapper, it makes sense why he was scared of daylight. However, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, why would the fact that he was a gambler cause him to be scared in the morning? And Taisus explains, that a person that's a gambler generally has a lot of creditors, and therefore he has to hide from them, and he's scared of his creditors. Also, when we learned our Gemara, and the Gemara is that what would you say that maybe we found out that he's a list of Mizuyin, or he's Nichtel Lamachos, and the Gemara responded, Hanu Kalislu, and Rashi therefore said, so it must be the other knew about it, and he was Sav of a Kibol. However, Taisus says that Lamais in the Gemara and Bava Basra, we say that if a person finds out his Ebed is a list of Mizuyin or Muchtel Lamachos, then he can't claim it's a Mechatais, and Oimulay Rachel Cholofanecha, and therefore you can't say that there's a Pshad in the Gemara, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam explains that when the Gemara says Kalislu, the Gemara is telling us that since generally there is a call when a person is a list of Mizuyin or Nichtel Lamachos, and therefore generally the Adam should have found out about it and wouldn't have bought this Ebed, even though there is a possibility that the Adam did not find out that this Ebed was a list of Mizuyin or Nichtel Lamachos, and therefore he would be able to claim it's a Mechatais, but it's a Milsle Shchicha that the Adam would not find out about it prior to buying this Ebed, and therefore the Rabbanu did not make a takana based on this case and based on Simpain. Finally, when the Gemara said the Nafkaminas between the Tam of Ula and the Tam of Mishum Simpain is in the case of Kibul Masav Halach, we learned that those are three separate cases. However, Ayin Taisus Dibul Masal Kibul Masav Halach, we learned that there's actually two separate cases. There's a case of Kibul and there's a case where it's Masav Halach Ayin Shum. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah that our Mishnah stated Isha Niklas B'Shalosh Drachim V'Koneis Asman B'Shtei Drachim Niklas B'Kesef B'Shtar V'Biyah, and the Gemara then stated B'Kesef, when a person acquires his wife by using the method of Kesef, B'Shama Umim B'Dinu V'Shal V'Dina, B'Shama said that although generally the din of Kesef is with the Pruta, however B'Negei a Kinyan of Kedushin of an Isha, you were required to give her a Dina or Shal V'Dina, and B'Sil Umim B'Sil states B'Pruta V'Shal V'Pruta, all you have to give is a Pruta or Shal V'Pruta. And the Gemara asks, Ma'itai Ma'ilu B'Shama, what is Pshat and B'Shama, as although generally the din is that a Pruta is considered Kesef, that B'Negei a Kedusha Isha, we require a Dina. And the Gemara will now bring four different Pshatim, and we will learn two of them today. So Rab Zeir says, Shkin Isha Makbed Salatma Be'im Miskadesh B'Pachz Medina, that a woman is Makbed on herself, and in order to be Makadesh herself to someone, that's such a chosh of a thing, therefore she will not do so for less than a Dina, and therefore it's based on the Das of an Isha. So Amalei Abaya, the Abaya says, El Me'ata, if this is true, that's based on her Das and her Gemir's Das, so it could go in Banted Rabbi Yanai, for example, in the case of the doors of Rabbi Yanai that were very chosh of, and the Kapten of Shayu, V'Lei Makadesh B'Pachz B'Takavad Niri, that they were Makbed on themselves, and they considered Kedushin so choshev, and they were considered so choshev that they would not be makadosh themselves to a man for less than 3 kav of gold rinrin, which is of course a huge amount. out more than the standard dinri kesef, hakinami di pashtiyada bekibla chadzuzim acha hakinami dleva kedushin, would you say that if they go and they decide that they want to be mekadosh themselves for less than 3 kav a gold dinrin, it would not be a valid kedushin? Certainly, they decided to do so, it would be a valid kedushin. And certainly, it can't be that kedushin would be taloi in a woman's das. Therefore, it's not mistavra that Beishame is saying that the reason why a woman has to receive a dino in order to be mekudeshes is based on the das of a woman. And as Taisus says in Diba Masel Shkin Isha Makbedes Al Atzma, Kasaka Daitach, that the Havmino de Gemara right now is Rab Zera, Filu Pashiyot Vekibel Kama, the Enim Kudeshes, that even if Rachel goes and accepts a puta, that would not be a valid kedushin. That since in the pasuk it says the word kesef, and generally if receiving something which is less than a dinar, woman would not consider that kesef. And based on this, Havamina the Gemara asks a question from the Banta de Rabbi Yanai that they were regilus lahakbid al takav al dinri, that they didn't consider anything that was less than 3 kav al dinrin to be considered kesef. Hachinami lay skachu benino afilu pashu viyadu vekibla pachs mitagav lay chashav kesef lagabayu, as it shouldn't be considered kesef if they accept anything less than 3 kav veinzu sfora, and it's not as far to say that this actually would be the din. The Gemara responds that Amalei, so Rav Zeira responded back to Abaya that Pashal Yad Vekibble Loi Kamina, that certainly in a case where Rachel would go and accept a pruta from Reuven, then certainly she would be Mekudeshes even according to Beishamai, and Ki Kamina the Kitcha Balele Inamid Shavi Shliach. And when I said my Svara, I was only talking about a case where Rachel was Mekudeshes at night, or there was a Shliach that went and accepted Kedushin for Rachel. In that case, since Rachel didn't specify that she's okay by taking a pruta, therefore Beishamai holds that a woman would not be okay with less than a dino. And as Rav Zeira explains, she can ishim akpedes al atzma of emis kadesh b'pachs b'dino, that the stomach of a woman is that she's makbid on herself, would not accept less than a dino in order to be mekudeshes to Reuven. And Rashi adds in ubante de Rabbi Yanai name and benegated daughters of Rabbi Yanai ishavu shliach lo yav kedushin el b'takav el dino, that if they would accept kedushin at night, or if they would send the shliach in order to accept kedushin for them from a man, then the kedushin would only be valid if her husband gave 3 kav of dinri zav to the shliach. However, certainly, even Benegei Bante de Rabbi Yanai, if they knew that they're getting a pruta and they accepted a pruta for kedushin, then even according to Beis Shammai, it would be a valid kedushin. And Ayin Taisus, who asked on Rashi, Dalachira, if we're going to say there's different shiurim for a regular woman or for the daughters of Rabbi Yanai, so Lachira, in a Sata de Rech Lashirin, then every single woman will have a different shiur. We have a klal that when giving shiurim in the Torah, we don't give different shiurim based on different people. Therefore, based on this question, Taisus learns that our Gemara's question and the answer has to do with this yisoid of the Sata of Rech Lashirin and Ayin Shum, that according to Taisus will come out even if the daughters of Rabbi Yanai would accept kedushin at night, or they would be mana shliach to go and accept kedushin from Reuven, then even if Reuven would only have given them a dina, it would still be a valid kedushin. And the Gemara continues with its second reasoning behind Beis Shammai's udin, that the only way to be mekadosh a woman is bedina v'shavadina. And Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef states, Tamayu de Beis Shammai k'Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Asi, that the reason for Beis Shammai is based on the din of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav Asi, the Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Asi, because Rabbi Yehuda taught us the name of Rav Asi, called Kesef Amar Torah Kesef Tzuri v'shel devrayim Kesef Medina. In order to understand this Gemara, let us just point out that in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, there were two different types of currency in the world. There was something called Kesef Tzuri, which was the currency of a place called Tyre, and over there they only made coins made out of silver, and they were actually pure silver. For example, in their currency, they didn't have a pruta made out of copper. Rashi says that their smallest coin was called a Mar Kesef. However, there was also another type of currency, and that currency also had a pruta and also had different coins made of copper. And Rashi tells us that these coins were called Kesef Medina. Rashi tells us when comparing a Kesef Medina to Kesef Tzuri, same size coin that was made in Medina was an eighth of the value of the Kesef Tzuri, because the Kesef Tzuri were made out of pure silver. However, the coins in Medina were made out of copper. Therefore, Beis Shammai teaches us that since when the Torah says Kicha Chishisha, and we learn now Kicha Chicha Mistei Ephraim, that you have to give a woman Kesef, which means a proper coin that was Kesef Tzuri. Therefore, it can't be that the Torah is referring to a pruta. When the Torah speaks about Kesef, it only speaks about Kesef Tzuri and not Kesef Medina. And of course, in Kesef Tzuri, they didn't have a coin called a pruta, as that pruta was made out of Nechoshes. Therefore, Beis Shammai says it must be that the Torah required that a person has to give a dina in order to be Mekadosh a woman. Rashi asks that L'chira, even though it's true that you can't give a pruta, as that is not what the Torah is referring to when it says Kesef. However, why does Beis Shammai say that when Reuven wants Mekadosh Rachel, he has to give her a dina, if L'chira he should be able to give her the smallest Kesef Tzuri, and that would be a Mar Kesef, which is smaller than a dina? And Rashi explains that once we see that the Torah did not allow you to give a Kesef Medina, the Torah did not allow someone to be Mekadosh a woman by using a pruta, therefore it must be that the Torah was makbid that a man has to give a chashev a coin to a woman until you give a dino, it's not considered a midah d'chashivas. And as Rashi says, "Bekimin da'afikte miputo alma midah d'chashivas by." And as we will see in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, so therefore, k'mu adino that they said that you have to give a dino, it would not suffice if Reuven gave Rachel a mar kesef. Before we continue, keep in mind that although Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rashi that kol kesef amitur kesef tzuri v'shel devrei and kesef medino, that any time the Torah discusses kesef, it's referring to silver minted coins, and when the Rabbanan discuss kesef, it's referring to kesef medino and not necessarily to coins that are made out of silver. And although we use this memory of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Asi to explain Rabbi Shammai, but the Gemara will actually explain that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Asi doesn't necessarily have to hold like Beis Shammai, as of course Beis Shammai Makom Beis Hillel is Einu Mishnah. Therefore, it wouldn't make sense to say that Rabbi Asi is going according to the Shita of Beis Shammai, which we'll see on Daf Yud Aleph and Beis. And our Gemara continues, Gufo, we just mentioned this memory of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Asi, that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Asi called Kesef Amuter Kesef Tzuri, Vishel Devrim Kesef Medina. The Gemara now asks, the Klalu, is this really a general rule? As Rashi says, Shekesef Shekos Beter Dafka Kesef Ksivay Shaviyav, that whatever the Torah uses the term Kesef is referring to a silver coin or its value, Venafka meaning to have a Kesef Tzuri, Vilayputas, and Nafka meaning would be that you have to use a Kesef Tzuri, which was 100% pure silver, and you can't use Putas made out of Nechoshes. We continue on Daf Yud Aleph Beis, and the Gemara is very Taina that we find the case of Meidu Mixas in the Torah, the Ksiv that says in the Torah, Ki Itin Shoreel Kesef Akelim Lishma, that if Reuven gave to Shimon either money or Kalim to guard, and then Reuven comes back to Shimon and he says, where's my money or my Kalim? And Shimon is only Meidu Mixas, then there's a Shvua Midraisa called Meidu Mixas. In the Tanana, we learned in the Mishnah Masech the Shvuas that Shvuas Hadayonim Hataina Shtei Kesef, Vahidah Sharaputa, that Bidigay is Shvuas Hadayonim and Bidigay the Shvua of Meidu Mixas, that the only way that Rabbanon would be Mechayiv you a Shvua of Meidu Mixas is only if Reuven actually claimed that he gave you two Kesef. And as Rashi explains, that when Reuven claimed that he gave Shimon two Kesef, it's referring to two Mar Kesef, then when Shimon is Meidah, he's Meidah that he has a Pruta of Reuven's and nothing more. And it's only this case that the Chum teaches us that Medurais would be a Chiyav of a Shvua on Shimon based on the fact that he was Meidah Mixas Hataino. And Rashi explains that the Gemara's question on Rabasi is that if you're telling me a general rule that every time it uses the term Kesef in the Torah, it refers to Kesef Tzuri and it refers to a silver coin, when the Torah states Ki Itin Shoreel Kesef Akelim Lishma, it must be telling us that when Reuven gave Shimon Kesef, meaning one silver coin, and why would there be a requirement that you actually had to have a taina of two kesef if l'chari the Torah only states kesef? And bishleim, if we say that even when the Torah states the term kesef, it doesn't necessarily mean actual silver coinage and actual silver currency, which must refer to kesef tzuri. And therefore, when the Torah says ki yitin ishoreil kesef akelim lishma, it's telling us that a person had to give some sort of kesef and some sort of valuable item to his friend in order to guard. And as Rashi says, since I'm a moinu ba'al makapid and kivin shle pirish kama, and since the Torah did not specify how much money and how much value you have to give to your friend to guard, so the Torah gave this over to Chachamim to make this decision. Rabban then made their own calculation and they felt that it doesn't make sense to make someone swear for less than a taina of two kesef and two mal kesef. And as Rashi ends off, and as we explained, the ikra dafka kesef ksiv, if Rabbi Asi is correct that when the Torah says lashon kesef, it's referring to silver coinage and silver currency, said even though we understand why the Mishnah requires a mar, because that's the smallest coin and the smallest currency in Tzuri, why would it be that you have to have two coins and it wouldn't suffice with one matbea, since the Torah used the Lashon Yachid of Kesef, and Kesef means one coin, therefore all that should be required is that a person has a taina that he gave his friend a mar Kesef. And the Gemara answers, Hasim Dumin Kalim, that in the Chanami used the term Kesef and it's a Lashon Yachid, but the Maisa says Kesef Kalim and Ma Kalim Lashnayim, since Benegei Kalim, the Torah uses Lashon Rabim in order to require Shimon to make a Shvua based on Meidah Mixas, it must be that originally Reuven gave two Kalim to Shimon to guard, Af Kesef Shnayim, therefore we learn out that even though the Torah used the term Kesef, which means a coin and which means currency, but the only way that you'll be chayav to make a Shvua of Meidah Mixas is if Reuven gave Shimon two of the smallest coins of Kesef Tzuri to guard, and of course that's referring to two Mal Kesef. Therefore, from this Mishnah, there is no Raya against Rabasi. The Gemara continues and explains that we actually make a limud from Kesef to Kalim as well, and Ma Kesef Davar Chashev, just like Benegei Kesef, you need two Mal Kesef, and it's a Davar Chashev, Af Kalim Davar Chashev. Also, when Reuven gives Kalim to Shimon in order to guard, and then he has a taina of Meidah Mixas, the only time that the taina of Meidah Mixas would require a Shvua is only if Reuven gave Kalim, which were Davar Chashev, to Shimon. For example, if Reuven only gave two needles to Shimon, and of course that's not a Davar Chashev, therefore, even if Shimon would say that I only received one needle, he would not be chayiv to make a Shvua of Meidah Mixas, since the original taina of Reuven was not on a Davar Chashev. And in Rashi, who defines a davar chashuv that has to be shav shtei kesef, just like we said that in order to be chayev a shvuv meidav miksas, tain had to be on shtei mosel kesef, and not like the man da'oma mistep the shvuas on daf mem amvez that states that even if Reuven only had a taina on two needles, it would still be a case of meidav miksas, ayin in Rashi. And also, just to note that Rashi actually brings another pshat in our Gemara based on his rabbeim, and as Rashi states, Rabbi Seinim mefarshim, but then Rashi says, Uldi kasha beituva, and I have many questions on this pshat, and therefore Rashi likes his first pshat better. And the Gemara continues and asks another question on the member of Rashi who seemed to say the general rule that kol kesef amutur is kesef tsuri, that any time the Torah mentions the word kesef, it refers to actual genuine silver currency and doesn't only refer to something of value. And the Gemara now asks a question from the din of Maisa Sheni, where we know that in the first, second, fourth, and fifth year of the Shemitah cycle, a person has to take off Maisa Sheni and bring those fruits and eat them in Yerushalayim. And if a person doesn't want to take all the fruits of Yerushalayim, he could transfer the Kedusha of Maisa Sheni onto money. And as we will see, it's clear that the transfer of the Maisa Sheni payers can be done even onto Putais. And the Gemara therefore asks in Rabbi Asi, Vare Maisa, that we find by the game Maisa Sheni, Dixiv, as the Pasuk says, Vitzata Kesu B'Yidecha, that you should go and transfer the money and you should take it in your hands to Yerushalayim. And Vitznan, we learned in the Mishnah in Mesechtes Maisa Sheni, and the entire Mishnah is not going to be negated to us, so we won't get into the exact machlekes between Beis Shama and Beis Hillel that's found in that Mishnah. But L'maisa, the Mishnah says, HaPeret Selim in Mois Maisa Sheni, if someone has a lot of prutas of Nechoshes of Maisa Sheni, because they're so heavy, he doesn't want to have to travel with all those prutas to Yerushalayim. So there's a din, and there's a question how to exactly transfer those prutas onto larger currency, and this way it'll be easier for him to travel to Yerushalayim and then use that money in Yerushalayim. And L'maisa, the Gemara's question on Rabasi is that it's clear from that Mishnah that a person can transfer the pairs of Maisa Sheni onto prutas, and that's why the Shaila, what to do with those prutas after you already transferred the Kedusha Maisa Sheni onto the prutas, and now you want to transfer it onto larger coins. And the Gemara's question is that since the Pasuk stated Vitzata Kesef Biyodcha, and according to Rabasi, the term Kesef always refers to Kesef Tsuri and to actual silver coins, and how could it be that a person will be able to transfer a pairs of Maisa Sheni onto prutas, which are made out of copper and not made out of silver? And the Gemara answers that although in a Chanami, according to Rabbi Asi, it is a general rule that when the Torah states Kesef, it refers to silver currency. However, Kesef HaKesef Riba, in this Pasuk, the Pasuk didn't say Vitzata Kesef Biyadcha, and the Pasuk stated Vitzata HaKesef Biyadcha. Since the Torah used the term HaKesef, therefore remember that a person can even transfer the Kedusha of Maisa Sheni onto coins of Nechoshes, and it doesn't necessarily have to be transferred onto silver coins. And the Gemara continues to ask another question on Rabbi Asi, Vare Hegdesh, tell the Maisa we find a Dim B'Degei Hegdesh, Tichsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, V'nosad HaKesef Ekamlai, once again, when a person wants to be paid to something from Hegdesh, he could give money and he'll transfer the item from Hegdesh to Chulin. Just to be clear, there is no such pasuk that says V'nosad HaKesef Ekamlai, and Rashi points out that this is actually a pasuk in Pashat Bruch Koisai that says V'mgol Yigal HaSasada HaMakdish HaYisai V'yosef Chamishas Kesef Echala V'kamlai. L'maisi, even though the Torah states that you have to give Kesef, and according to Rabbi Asi, this Kesef should refer to actual silver coinage, V'amah Shmuel, and still Shmuel said Hegdesh Shavah Manah Shechula Shavah Putah Mechol, that if someone takes an item of Hegdesh which is really worth $100 and he's mechaled and he transferred the Kedusha on something which is worth a pruta, would still be a valid transfer. And as Rashi explained, that even though there is a general din of Aynah, however Aynah Lehegdesh Tichsiv as Benegei Aynah, the Torah states Ishes Achiv, that's only between a man and his brother and not between a man and Hegdesh, Vashmin and Shmuel, and Shmuel teaches us, we see that even though Benegei Hegdesh, the Pasuk states Vinasna Kesef Ekamlai, still you are able to go and transfer Kedusha from Hegdesh onto a copper pruta, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a silver coin. The Gemara answers Hasanami Kesef Kesef Yalv Maisa, that we actually learn Xer Shavra from the din of Maisa to the din of Hegdesh. Since Benegei Maisa Sheni, the Pasuk says Vitzata Kesef Biyodcha, and since it said the Lashon HaKesef, therefore we included even something which is not actual silver, and even if it's a pruta, so therefore Benegei Hegdesh, where the Torah also says a Lashon of Kesef, as the Pasuk says Biyosef Chamishas Kesef Echalav Vekamloi, therefore Benegei Hegdesh, the din is also that a person can be Mechalal Hegdesh onto a pruta of the Choshes, and it doesn't dafka have to be a silver coin. Maisa in our Gemara, Rashi is very meduic, where he says, V'nosna kesef ekamloi dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, V'yosef chamishas kesef ekalav ekamloi. And not every time that we bring down this Pasuk does Rashi say this. And the reason why Rashi says it over here, because Rashi wanted to be clear to us that the reason why the Gemara had to say that there's a gzeira shava between kesef that it says by Maisa Sheni and kesef that it says by Hegdesh, and the Gemara didn't say that since it says Vinosna Kesef Ekamloi and it says Lashon HaKesef, therefore just like B'negei Maisa Sheni where it says Vitzata Kesef Biyodcha and we were Mabra even a Pruta, So over here also, based on the word hakesef, we should remember puto, and Rashi therefore says, because the pasuk actually doesn't say the word hakesef, as the actual words of the pasuk is v'yosef chamishas kesef echala v'kamloi, and doesn't actually say the word hakesef in this pasuk. And finally, the Gemara asks a fourth question on Rabasi, and based on this question, the Gemara will change its understanding as to what Rabasi's general rule was. Very kedusha isha, and the Gemara asks the lemaisa we find with the gay kedushin of a woman tichsiv, as the pasuk says kikach isha ubala the gam kikach kikach mistei efrain, and we learn that when the pasuk says kikach isha, it's referring to a kinyan kesef, because we learn from stei efrain, and since b'negei is stei efrain, the pasuk says nasati kesef asada kach mimeni, and therefore b'negei kedushin you should only be able to use silver coinage. B'tanan, we learned it on Mishnah beisilo emir puto v'shavu puto, that beisilo actually hold that a person could be mekadesh his wife by using a puto or a shavu puto, and name Rab Asi d'amak beishamai. And l'chayu, since Rab Asi says that when the Torah uses the term kesef it must refer to silver currency, then l'chayu would seem that Rab Asi is going according to the shita beishamai. And as we know that beishamai b'makom beisilo ain't a Mishnah, and how could it be that Rab Asi would pass like beishamai? And based on this question, the Gemara now will explain that we have a wrong understanding as to what Rab Asi meant. Rab Asi did not mean to give us a general rule that every time that it says the lashon kesef in the Torah, it means silver currency. However, aliyitma hachiyitma, this is actually the way we should understand the words of Rabbi Huda and the name of Rab Asi, as Amr Rabbi Huda and Rab Asi called kesef kotzav amr Torah kesef suri vishel devarim kesef medina, that every time it says in the Torah a specific value of kesef, then it has to be silver coinage. However, when the Torah doesn't specify a certain amount of kesef, or would Rabbanan specified a certain amount of kesef, then we're referring to value and not to actual currency. And therefore, going back to all of the four questions that the Gemara asked in Rab Asi, the Teretz would be pashut that for the Gei Moed Mikzas, the Torah doesn't say a specific value of money, it says kesef, and for the Gei Meister, the Pasuk says v'tzata kesef biyotcha, and for the Gei Hegdish, the Pasuk says v'nasa kesef v'kamloi, and similarly, for the Gei Kedushin, where the Torah says kikach ishisha, and we learn kikach kikach mistei efrin, and by efrin it states v'nasati kesef asad kach mimeni, since the Torah did not specify an actual value for that kesef, therefore, even Rab Asi would agree that the word kesef in those psukim can refer to value and not necessarily to silver coinage and to silver currency. In a moment, we'll see many examples where the Torah gives an actual value of kesef, and therefore, in those cases, it would be referring to silver currency. Gemara continues and asks that l'chayr, if you're telling me that this is pshat in Rab Asi, so my kamashmalan, what is the chiddush of Rab Asi? Tanina, this is already a mishnah that we learned in Masechet Bechayrus on Daf Mem Tesa Mem Beis, which states chamish shloim shel ben, when you have pinya ben, and the Torah specifies you have to have five shloim, shloishim shel eved, or would the Torah specifies that if someone kills someone eved, that he has to pay the person 30 shekel, or chamishim shel einish shel mefata, or would the Torah specifies b'negeya e besula, and if someone is ma'anis or mefata, they have to pay 50 kesef, or in the case of mei shel meitzis shemra, kulim b'shekel ha-kodesh b'man tzuri, then all of them have to be paid with the shekel ha-kodesh, which is silver coinage of tzuri, v'shel devayim kesef medina. Mishnah continues and tells us that if it would be a din rabbanan, then you have to pay kesef medina, and you don't have to pay silver currency. And the Gemara answers, istruch lei d'leitnan, that we need the chiddush of Rab Asi that shel devarim is kesef medina for a case which is not mentioned in that Mishnah. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, hatekel chereiri, if someone blows into the friend's ear, or as Rashi brings down for Rabbeinu HaZokel Lamanu Shako Itzla Izin, that he hit him next to his ear and therefore he embarrassed him. So the Braisa tells us, noisin leisela, you have to pay him a sela. The share of a sela was instituted by Rabbanon. They estimated that this is the value of baishes of a person who's a standard person, and v'loy tema my sela abazuze. And Rab Asi is teaching us that you shouldn't think that when Rabbanon said you have to pay a sela, it means four zuz, as the sela is made out of silver, and therefore the value is four zuz and four dinrin. El my sela palga de zuzah. But since the sela we're referring to is the takonas Rabbanon, therefore when Rabbanon said a sela, it meant a kapa sela. As we explained, the value of a sela medina is an eighth of the share of a sela tzuri. Of course, an eighth of four dinri kesef is a sela medina, which is called a half a zuz. And as the Gemara says, David Inshe the Karlo palga de zuzah istera. As we find that people call the half a zuz an istera, and as Rashi says, v'hu sela medina, and this refers to a sela medina, and we will stop over here.